Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, June 25th. I'm Carrie Nolan. And today we're marking an anniversary. It was a year ago that Michael Jackson died. Now, there will no doubt be lots of events noting Jackson's life and career, but you may be asking yourself, what does Michael Jackson and his music have to do with a classical radio station like WQXR? Well, I'm getting to that. While there will be events held around the world today for Michael Jackson, what we want to talk about is a special tribute tour during which symphony orchestras will be playing classical renditions of his music, from his Jackson 5 classic ABC to Thriller. But not everybody's happy about this classical pop crossover. Anne Majette, chief classical music critic for The Washington Post, is a Michael Jackson fan. But she's got some issues with the Michael Jackson tribute tour, and she writes about this on her blog. She joins us now. Hi, Anne. Welcome back to the Arts File.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, after a stop in Alabama last week, the music of Michael Jackson will be in your area in Baltimore next month. But you've already given the tribute a pretty bad review on your blog. How come?
Well, it's hardly fair for me to review it not having heard it. I just question who the audience is for this kind of music. It doesn't have the vitality or the excitement to me of the original Michael Jackson, and it ends up being kind of watered down. Of course, it's not new for orchestras to play Michael Jackson's music. The London Symphony did a recording in 97, I think, or possibly earlier, and there have been numerous other orchestral arrangements. And I realize that there's a large audience for classical crossover projects, but this seems to me a questionable way to honor some very good music.
But it does seem that symphony orchestras are doing a little bit more of this in recent years. Where's the fuel for this coming from?
Well, there turns out to be a large market for so-called classical crossover, which doesn't actually overlap with the market for core classical, as we call the Mahler, Beethoven, Brahms symphonies. But orchestras are also searching for new audiences. I think there's not as much of a fan base for the Pops concerts they've traditionally done as their lighter fare. And so particularly in the summer, you see them moving into all manner of film, screenplay, video game music, arrangements of the Eagles and what have you, as a nod to the lighter side of music and as a way to try to find some new audiences. The audience for this is not me, and it's not expected that a classical critic like myself is going to love this stuff, but it's demonstrated that there are people out there who like it.
This kind of goes both ways, though. Sting is touring with the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra on his Symphonicity Tour. Paul McCartney wrote Liverpool Oratorio. He's now working on a ballet. And other pop musicians have worked with orchestras. Is this a better kind of crossover, do you think?
Well, there are legion examples of different kinds of crossover. The crossover that interests me most is when artists from different genres meet and really try to exchange in some kind of dialogue. You take Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Project, which is an encounter between musicians from Central Asia on traditional instruments and Western musicians, and has been going strong for more than a decade now, creating all kinds of dialogues. What I think is the problem with some of the bigger, sort of more hyped projects of this nature is that classical music becomes a signifier for something sort of big and sweet and romantic, rather than a medium in which one can explore and uncover new sonic worlds.
That's interesting that you bring that up, because Johnny Greenwood of the band Radiohead has been working with orchestras, and Radiohead is nobody's idea of a pop band. They're a very intelligent, sometimes difficult band to listen to.
Absolutely. And I think the Johnny Greenwood Project is a great example of a kind of very interesting crossover that there's a huge audience for of serious music lovers. In its purest form, the word denotes a blending of genres that is sort of part and parcel of the music scene today on both sides of the pop-classical divide.
You've made no secret that you are a fan of Michael Jackson's work. What do you think that the diehard Jackson fans are going to think of these orchestral renditions?
I think it will depend. I think because these renditions have been around so long, people have already sort of come to terms with them, and I believe that there are people for whom this represents some kind of accolade, that maybe it gives a certain seal of quality that even an orchestra can play Jackson's music. One should add that Jackson himself was writing orchestral music, as he called it, at the time of his death, and I don't know at all what kind of things he was working on, but it interested him, and I'd be much more interested in hearing that, actually, than I would be in hearing an orchestra play some version of ABC, which I'd really rather just hear done by the Jackson 5.
Anne, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Anne Majette is chief classical music critic for The Washington Post. You can read more from Anne Majette in The Post or on her blog, The Classical Beat.